As believers face opposition in the sinful world, we must remain strong and very courageous. That phrase is found in the Bible in Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, and it is the sermon title for this week's program on Words of Life. Our speaker is Brother David Johnson. Words of Life is supported by the contributions and prayers of Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. We pray that you will be blessed as you listen today. Let's praise our Lord with song. Please pause with me for a short prayer. Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves before you, we do so in recognition of your righteousness and our need to be made righteous through Jesus. Bless us with the words that will glorify you. We pray for all who are upholding your name, that you will protect them and bless them. We also pray for the health and well-being of each of our listeners. As we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 122, verse 6, we also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Father, help us to be ready for the promised return of Jesus when he comes back for us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Based upon Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled, Strong and Very Courageous.
It's great to be together again as we look in to the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, Strong and Very Courageous. And our primary text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Please listen to the Word of God. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the Word of God. Every genuine Christian should have ongoing interest regarding his or her spiritual growth. If not, something is just not right between us and the Lord. Very long ago, the Apostle Peter wrote a general letter to Christians, applicable, of course, to Christians today, in which he ended his letter with an important exhortation, admonition, in the form of a command. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That is to know not just about Jesus Christ, but especially to grow in our knowledge of him personally, practically, in our everyday lives. This as we regularly grow in our worship of him, service for him, understanding and application of him in Scripture, from Scripture, and prayer through and to him. No matter where we are in our spiritual growth and maturity, there is always room for our growth. This sinful world will always challenge our faith. Biblical Christianity is primarily about striving to become more Christ-like in character and in doctrine, to his glory, with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We shouldn't get frustrated in our spiritual growth. Spiritual maturity is not quick. It actually is developed as a process over a lifetime. Therefore, it is time and patience well spent that leads to godliness. Jean-Henri Fabre was a French naturalist, claimed by many as the greatest naturalist that ever lived, at least so far. He didn't begin the main part of his work until age 60. He was able to give all of his time to it at age 70. He was discovered by fame at age 90. Amazingly, he did all of his work without a scientific laboratory. All of his insects were raised in old flower pots and sardine cans. Yet he always referred to his two best instruments as time and patience. God uses these two things in the developing of our spiritual lives. which we would do well to acknowledge and put into good practice. How many times are we told, for example, to wait on the Lord? However, our flesh often does not want to wait, but God does, for He is dealing with eternity. Time and patience need to have their perfecting work in our lives. Let's consider a godly person in Scripture who made ample use of his time and patience to grow in the Lord and to see what we can learn and put into practice. God's principles for inner growth as evidenced in and through Joshua of the Bible, the Joshua who was the understudy of Moses. This man of God had the requirements for living right, handed off to him from Moses, his mentor. We today have the Bible, including the book of Joshua, with God's principles available to all who will put their faith in God, learn and live out God's will in their lives. God stated in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." Now, you may be thinking, "I'm not a leader." No, none of us are, as Joshua was, a leader to his people Israel. But in some ways, we indeed may, in fact, be leaders. Leaders in our families, leaders of some type in our jobs, leaders seeking to lead non-believers or backsliders back or to God, leaders in some sense in the church, because there are many types of leadership. In this often troublesome world, we all need to strive to be strong and courageous in the Lord. God emphasizes this as He repeated it three times in our study text of Scripture. So in context, how was Joshua to do this? Was he to just bark out orders and do it all according to his own strength and abilities? No, of course not. We all know, or will find out soon enough, that we all have flaws, blind spots, and failures. Moreover, there are many, many factors in this life that we cannot control. Unexpected health downturns, financial challenges, interpersonal relationships, and all kinds of downfalls of the like. But God has none of these. He is always there and able to help, comfort, and encourage. Joshua learned from Moses to lean on God. We can also learn to lean on God through the godly examples of many in Scripture and by the counsel and example of those more mature in Christ than ourselves. We lean on God by not just learning His principles of godly living, but by putting God's principles experientially into our everyday practice. Consider this illustration of two friends. One would never wear a seatbelt in a car. He was often warned against this foolish practice. One day, both were in a car together, and his friend had on his seatbelt with shoulder harness. He asked, "What changed your mind about using seatbelts?" He answered, "I went to visit my cousin in the hospital who was in a car accident and went through the windshield. He had 200 to 300 stitches put into his face. So I said to myself, I'm going to start wearing a seatbelt from now on." His friend asked, "Did you know that if you didn't wear a seatbelt, you could go through the windshield in a bad car wreck?" "Yes, of course I knew that. When I saw my cousin in the hospital, I got no new information about seatbelts. But the information I already had became real, new to my heart, and finally sank in, and now has affected the way I live." The point is obvious. A lot of immature Christians know many principles of God from the Bible, but knowledge alone is not enough. Living out God's principles in our everyday life is what God desires. and which translates into spiritual growth, development, and maturity over time, and patient self-discipline with God's help, plus His encouragement along the way. Joshua could be confident because God was and is more than competent then and now. Joshua could be dependent on God because God is more than dependable then as He is now. Joshua could trust God because God is always trustworthy just as much today as He was then. Therefore, Joshua, after many decades of experience in trusting God, could remain strong and courageous in his God and Lord. That's the kind of spiritual maturity all Christians should live out in our lives. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7 says in part, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left." Joshua was not perfect, nor is any believer, of course. But obedience to God's commands is mandatory. When we mess up, we fess up and repent. Change our minds, seeking to live not to the left or to the right of God, but instead the straight and narrow way which pleases God. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 says in part, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Today, we have not just the book of the law, the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. We have the whole counsel of God, all 66 books of the entire Bible, to teach us how to live and then to do it consistently. A family was driving from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa, Florida. As far as the eye could see, orange trees were loaded with fruit. They stopped for breakfast and ordered, well, orange juice. To their surprise, the waitress said, "I can't bring you orange juice. Our orange juice machine is broken." Surrounded by thousands upon thousands of oranges, yet they could not get any orange juice. How many multi-millions of Bibles do people have in much of this world, and yet they do not avail themselves regularly to the principles, promises of Almighty God? Read, study, live it, share it with others. That's the admonition. That's the wisdom that the Bible can give us. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 says in part, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." How is your life, dear listener? Would you say that you are primarily spiritually strong and courageous, or primarily terrified and discouraged? Really, how is your soul, your spirit within? Remember, Joshua didn't have it easy, not in the least. A mature Christian gives this wise counsel for spiritual growth onto maturity. Quote, "Ask God at a specific time daily to lead you in His will for that day. Surely God our Father desires to do this. Make it your goal each day to read and apply at least a portion of Scripture every day. Isolate one known spiritual weakness and work on it with God's help to improve on, or better, to erase this weakness. Then start on another, but one at a time. Father will help because it's His will for His children to be holy, that we are to purify ourselves even as He is holy. Finally, learn to pray regularly also, with not only petitions, not only asking for something, not only even asking for repentance, but also pray only with praise and thanksgiving to God, because He certainly deserves it. repentance and petition also. But that shouldn't be 90-95% of our prayers. Develop, build more joy in the Lord through communicating our joy to God, our Lord, with praise and thanksgiving toward Him. This also is a worthy prayer. Connecting with God, fellowship with God, basking in the glory of God. All of this will help us to grow spiritually strong. And note, very courageous in verse 7, in the Lord. That's growth. In December of 2004, a single question from a young soldier touched off a media firestorm. The United States Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, had come to deliver a pep talk, so to speak, to the troops in Kuwait. But the usually unflappable Secretary of Defense found himself blindsided by a very bold question as news cameras rolled. Army Specialist Thomas Wilson of the 278th Regimental Combat Team asked, quote, "Why do we soldiers have to dig through the local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up armor our vehicles?" End of quote. Specialist Wilson clearly felt he was being sent into battle without proper protection. Application. As Christians, however, we should not have that fear. Our Supreme Commander generously equips us with the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. And we can pray in the Spirit on all occasions, not just for defensive spiritual warfare, but also to be on the offensive to foster spiritual growth, development, and maturity. But it's up to us to put all of them on and to put them into practice consistently in order to be strong and very courageous in the Lord. Are you fighting the good fight, or are you just battle weary?
Thank you.
Brother Johnson has shared a very important lesson. We pray that you are a Christian, living in forgiveness and faithfully following the teachings of our Lord. You may have a free CD of this and next week's broadcasts by simply asking for program 2333. That's 2333. Our CDs are free without any obligation from you. If you have spiritual questions, please contact us. We thank you for listening to this Words of Life program. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.